Good morning. I'm Susan Peterson, station manager at KMUN, filling in for Donna. You are listening to Talk of Our Towns. It's my honor to be hosting today and to welcome Laura Swanson and Neil Lemery, KMUN's Community Advisory Board. In our effort to give you kind of a behind the scenes look at into KMUN, we are going to talk about the Community Advisory Board today. We like to call it CAB. We're in the middle of our spring pledge drive, and we welcome you to give the station a call while we're talking or right after we're talking, because I'm sure you're going to want to hear all this really great information. So what is a CAB? What is a Community Advisory Board? Well, ours is described as the CAB aims to reasonably represent the diverse needs and interests of the communities served by the Tillicum Foundation, which is the licensee holder of KMUN, and recruitment for CAB members with the intention to, in order to achieve this perpetual goal, the CAB seeks to prioritize representation of local populations that consists of community members who are otherwise not involved at the station, and they meet twice a year. So I want to welcome you, Laura and Neil. Thank you so much for being with us today. Would you please introduce yourselves and maybe include your favorite story about KMUN? Laura, why don't you go first?
Great. It's great to be here today. I'm a big KMUN fan. I live in North Tillamook County. I was born and raised here in North Tillamook County. One of the many hats that I wear is as the editor and partner with the Tillamook County Pioneer. As we were chatting before the program came on, I dug back into my memory banks, and one of my fondest memories is being on In Season with Teresa Ratzliff on KMUN. I was the Manzanita Farmers Market Manager at the time. So one of my great interests is in our local food supplies and our local farmers, and that's one of the things I enjoy the most. And in fact, I'm on the Manzanita Farmers Market Board now. So just KMUN is probably one of my go-to resources for information about our communities. We don't have a lot of radio signal here in North Tillamook County, but KMUN comes in loud and clear.
And Laura, you live in Manzanita.
I'm in Nehalem, actually. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Neil, how about you?
I've lived in Tillamook County my whole life, and my family's lived here for over 100 years. I've been a lawyer and a judge and a foster parent, and my wife has been a high school teacher. So I think I know the community fairly well, and I'm active in a lot of nonprofits. So I'm out and about in the community and working on issues of poverty and access for people. I'm president of the County Historical Society. And I'm learning, even though I've lived here my whole life, I'm learning a whole bunch about our history. And it's a group that is republishing some old books about our history and trying to educate people. And it's been a lot of fun. I listen to KMUN quite a bit. When I'm on the road, it's about the only station I can get. But I love all the different cultural programs. I'm a musician, played guitar a little bit, and I love to hear the local bands play. We don't seem to have many venues for local musicians, and I think KMUN provides a big part of that, gives people a venue and access to us, and it supports local musicians too. I also appreciate the local news. We don't have that many media sources around here, and KMUN fills a lot of gaps in that area. So I enjoy being on the CAB. I think I can offer some perspective and some voices, some experience. And I think it's a station that is really working to care about the community and build the community. And I've written some books about building community and mentoring people. So it fits right into what my interests are.
Thanks. And you live in Tillamook?
Yeah, just south of Tillamook. Yeah.
Okay. So you've been working really hard as a CAB. Emma Geddes, as our program director, and two board members worked really hard on coming up with a new policy manual for our CAB to make it really vital and important for the community and for our station. That was about 3 years ago. Meeting twice weekly, or not weekly, that would be a lot, yearly. But our group now, our CAB now, is meeting more often than that. That's very exciting. So I wanted to ask you about some of the work that you've been doing. I know you've brought some new community relationships to KMUN's family. And Laura, could you speak about that?
As far as the programs and things that the CAB's been working on. So looking at outreach to our Hispanic community has been big on our list. I think all organizations are looking at how we can do more outreach and diversify our audiences. And that was also a big part of what the CAB looked at. We talked about some community surveys that KMUN has done to look at and, you know, and get input. I think that's been the biggest thing, is that we've done a lot of outreach to community members, asking them about what they want. Again, that keyword community keeps coming back, and that's what KMUN is all about, is making sure that they're providing, you know, the music, the entertainment, the news, for a wide variety of the audience.
Neil, anything to add to that?
We have a countywide library system that has recently become very active. I'm on the Library Foundation Board, and we are starting a teen center at our main library. So we want to have, and we're also starting a place in the library where college students can come, and we will have a room with resources designed for college students. So we want to attract a younger audience and hopefully involve the radio station in that too. I would love to see some local broadcasts coming from the library as well. And like Laura said, we're working on expanding our contacts with the Hispanic community. And there's a number of Spanish groups forming in the community. Juntos is very active at the community college and in the high schools. And so and they're having some festivals too for the Spanish population. So we're kind of all involved in that. And KMUN is a big part of that. They're supportive of that, and they have programs in Spanish for people. And so it's a very productive, vibrant time, I think, for community building.
Well, I love the opportunity for the college students to come to the center. And I assume you're talking about podcasts. And, you know, podcasts seem like they would just naturally roll into time on the radio as well. So that's awesome. Let's see, you did some really great work on the reviewing the policy manual for the station. And I'm telling you, thank you. That was a big read. It wasn't 700 pages, but it was something. We sure appreciate that work. I forgot to turn my phone off. Sorry. There we go. Would you like to speak about that, or your experience of walking through the policy?
I wasn't as involved with that kind of predates, I think, when I started serving on the CAB. That I wasn't as involved with that as far as our duties and things. So, because I've only been on the CAB, I think about 2 years is all.
Yeah, I took a deep dive into that. And our board is very diverse, and our board has members from Pacific County and Eastern Clatsop County, and Astoria and Seaside, so in Cannon Beach as well. So I think we have a lot of viewpoints from around the listening area, and we're all involved in our communities in many ways. So it's been healthy, and looking at, you know, a policy manual can be pretty dry, but we've thrown some life into it, and we all know that we need to get out there and talk to people and find out what they want. And we've gotten some good ideas for that. So I'm excited. It's just not a dusty manual on the shelf. It's kind of a blueprint for let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. And the staff has been very supportive of that too. So, and they've been very helpful in educating me on what my role is and what the role of the radio station is, and how we can build our community. So it's an exciting job to have, if you could call it a job.
Well, it can seem like it sometimes, right? So the board, you brought up a great point. There are five members of the board right now. One is based in Astoria, two are based on the peninsula, and you down in Tillamook County. But there's three open seats. So what can you say to encourage people to come to KMUN and get involved in this way?
Well, go ahead, Laura.
Well, and that was kind of when Susan approached me about being on the board. I think for me, it was bringing some Tillamook County representation to the board. I think too many people think of KMUN as a Clatsop County radio station, and I know it's much more than that. So I was really pleased to be able to bring, some Tillamook County perspective and expand that view. And like I said, I'm always sharing with people when they're asking for good resources. You really should be listening to KMUN. And letting them know about that. And it's a really great way to be involved without a lot of time and that. And you get to work with a bunch of really cool people in the area. So.
Great. And Neil, did you have anything else to?
I think I'm a lifelong learner, and being involved in this has opened my eyes. And I've learned a lot about what the role of community radio is, and what the programs can offer too. I think a lot of people listen to the radio to be informed and to learn something new and to have new experiences. And for me, that's very exciting. It's sort of like being on the Library Foundation. We're there to give people the tools to be educated. And so it's the same kind of idea of building the community and giving opportunities for young people to have experiences and to have to get to know the community as well. So I think public radio has a huge role to play. I know nationally it's one of my big sources of information. And I appreciate NPR and KMUN because you get a lot of different perspectives from people and a lot of different voices. I find that very stimulating because not everyone sees the world like I do, but I can learn to see the world in a different way as well. And so that's important for me to give other people that opportunity as well. So I'm pretty passionate about this.
Well, we can kind of tell.
I know.
Well, I think that because of our involvement in the media, we all are, about our sources of information, making sure that they're, reliable and trusted and all of that. And we want to be supportive of those resources and see them continue. So that's a good lead in for you, Susan, into Pledge Drive.
Here's my pitch, people. We're in our spring pledge drive. We have a goal of $70,000. We are almost halfway there on day four. That's very good. But we need you to call 503-325-0010 if you are inclined to become a member. We're always looking for new members. We know you're listening. Come on and grab the phone or go to kmun.org and there's the donate button and it's real easy. It takes seconds. So let's just pause for a minute. And you are indeed listening to Talk of Our Towns. I know our voices are different. I'm filling in for Donna, who is missing her first show in over 20 years of service to KMUN doing Talk of Our Towns. Thank you, Donna, so much. And I'm Susan Peterson, the station manager, and with me are Laura Swanson and Neil Lemery from our CAB Community Advisory Board. So, okay, Neil, you said lifelong learner. I want to see everyone who's listening, I want to see a show of hands of who's a lifelong listener. Okay, keep your hands up. No, just thank you. And yeah, young people, I think that KMUN has been attracting more and more young people. We have young people on the staff. We have young people coming in to want to create music shows. And we have young people doing the public affairs shows. We have young people coming in to work with the news department. It's just amazing. You know, when I started here 13 years ago, I was one of the youngest people. Now I'm the oldest. But it's just a great thing for, and it really shows the community is involved when there's all, like you said, Neil, all these different voices. I know one voice we don't hear, and we've spoke about this a minute ago, is Spanish language. And the board or I go to all the CAB meetings, and I know they're really pushing for a Spanish language in our broadcast, in our print advertising, in all of our communications. Laura, would you like to speak to where that push comes from and how we can fulfill it?
A lot of it, we have, again, the diverse board, and one of the CAB members was talking about that. And I think that we all, in our public-facing positions, are always... It's always kind of an afterthought because I do a lot of public relations and marketing, and you put together the flyer and we put the flyer out, and then it's like, oh, where's the Spanish version? And I think that we need to be making that just an automatic, that when we do, any of our programming, any of the things, that there is the option for the Spanish translation. It's a lot easier now. I know on the Pioneer, we've got the little button where you can just, see the whole thing in Spanish. And then just with our partners, just making it so that it's just part of the program that we produce the pieces in Spanish as well as in English. And then also celebrating their culture, and just working with Consuelo Hispano. They're an amazing organization, and they're doing really an amazing job in supporting the Hispanic community. And with, like Neil mentioned, some of the different celebrations that they've had. And we just enjoy being a part of it.
Great, Neil.
Oh, I think it's really important. And it's a huge, the Spanish workforce around here is a huge part of our economy. And it's also a big part of our educational system and our culture too. So, I think we need to understand that, and I know I'm not a fluent speaker in Spanish. I've taken some classes, I've taken some lessons. I have several good friends who are Hispanic and who are trying to teach me some Spanish. I think I'm a slow learner on that, but I appreciate that a lot. My wife is a retired English teacher, but she also taught Spanish and French at high school, and so she's good at stimulating me to get off my butt a little bit and learn more about another language. And when you learn more about another language, you also learn English a lot better. But you also understand another culture, right? I think that is a big part of being a citizen now, is to be multicultural and be sensitive to other people's needs. And I have a friend who's going through a lot of legal issues with immigration, and the bureaucracy and the forms for that are just absolutely overwhelming. And it's an incredibly expensive process as well, and very emotional. But all that stuff is in bureaucratic English. It's not in their native language. So I need to be sensitive to that as I'm trying to help them through that process. But I think all our institutions need to be sensitive about that too. It's part of being in community. It's part of being a caring person and to have a relationship with people. I think it's really important.
Gosh, I love that. It's a duty to be a multicultural citizen. Isn't that is a great thing to think of right now and always. Let's all hold that today and be that person as best we can. And you admit you're a slow learner. I doubt that. Lifelong learners are steady. I'll offer you that word instead, steady. You're a steady learner.
Well, you're being charitable, but okay, I'll
Okay.
take that. I'll take that. I'll own that.
Okay. We want to I want to talk about the open seats just a little bit more and give people the pitch that we would very much encourage you to come on to apply for the board position. To do that, you go to the CAB page at KMUN.org/CAB or scroll down to the bottom index on the homepage and it's down there. Find out more about being on the CAB. It's a board appointed position, so you'll fill out the application. The board will approve you, and you can come to the meeting. Our next meeting is August 16th at 3 o'clock. It is a Zoom meeting always, so none of us are traveling and trying to find a time when we can all get together. And welcome you to join us. Anything I missed, Laura?
I think that being involved with KMUN, there's just so many different opportunities. I know that that you rely upon volunteers for different things, for the programming, some of your program hosts. I mean, it's just I always just come back to community, with the radio station. Everyone there is so welcoming. I think we talked earlier about, I mean, this is fun. It's a fun place. It's a fun, involvement. You feel like you're really contributing, to, informing our community and providing, culture and entertainment and, filling so many needs within the community. So, kudos to KMUN. I wanted to call attention to, also this is, Protect Our Public Media Day. So there's a lot of, social media that you'll be seeing around that, with given our funding issues and things federally. But, just want to give a shout out to making sure people do support our public media.
Thank you. Public media is like a clearinghouse that a lot of groups have put information into and look to for this government funding deadline that's coming up on March 14th, and it's public media, protectmypublicmedia.org. A lot of good information in there about how to support and make sure that your public media is going to continue. And that is KMUN. Neil, any closing statements?
Well, this is KMUN is our radio station. It's the community station. And I think the community is the trustee and the caretaker for that. So it's up to us to have a high quality media in our community because it's ours. We own it. And I think we need to see that as a community asset. And it's really important to do that.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today. And I want to thank Viri and Jack for being in the air room and doing things right. So until we meet again, let's take a deep breath. So healing in every way. And with gratitude, let's focus on love and beauty today. Thank yourself for being uniquely you and for being here now on this amazing planet we call Earth.